It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, this is Sanjay Jain. I'm part of US ISV Architect Evangelist team. Today I have Dan from Bottom Line.
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Dan.
Thank you very much.
Introduce yourself and your organization.
Sure. My name is Dan Gankai, and I am a director of product management for Bottom Line Technologies, and we're a global company, and we have a solution that we're an ISV partner, gold certified partner, and we have a solution that we sell through the Dynamics AX partner channel.
What is the name of the solution which you are launching?
Sure, and the product is called CreateForm. And it's a solution that we refer to as a document process automation solution, is DPA.
Okay.
Is our acronym for that. And should I describe the solution?
Sure,
right now?
Please, yeah.
Okay, sure. Well, our solution has been very well received within the AX partner
channel,
as well as their customers have really been excited because it solves a core business need that they all have, and that is to produce rich document output. What our solution enables an implementer or the end customer's IT staff to do is to take in the native output from the AX solution, so say it's an invoice, and then present that document dynamically, as well as deliver it dynamically. And what I mean by that is, say, a typical batch of invoices, you might have an invoice that needs to go to a particular country, so that needs to have a certain language requirements or certain branding.
Maybe a different logo because you have...
Exactly, a different logo, maybe based on a customer type or the company account. I might say, based on this company account, they need to see this branding and these marketing messages.
Sure.
Or maybe it's based on what they purchase. So maybe a particular line item says they bought this line item, so they need to see this graphic. And maybe they get a material safety data sheet or some sort of attachment that gets appended to the document. So all that happens at runtime, and the end user's experience stays the same. They just go print invoice. They don't need to pick a certain report or do some process. The business rules are encapsulated into a very easy to design solution that runs on a server. So it's a seamless solution to the end user. Their experience stays the same. The other thing I want to mention is that the tools to build these solutions are focused on a non-technical developer. You don't need to be a developer. You don't have to write X++ code to do this.
.NET code.
Or .NET. You know, it's more of a drag-and-drop type experience. That same conditional logic can be applied to the delivery. So maybe one recipient needs to get their document faxed, the next one gets an email, then the following one gets it printed. All that, again, happens seamlessly. All that multi-channel delivery happens at the server.
Very cool. Yeah. And I remember you made a comment when we were kind of talking, we met in Redmond, right?
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Your solution is very successful in JD Edward or Oracle, some of the major ERP vendor solutions.
That's correct, yeah. It's what's remarkable is that the same value that we provided there, we see that with the Dynamics system too.
Very cool.
So it's really been something that where the alternatives to using a solution like ours is quite a bit of development work, typically, which is good for the partners, but it's not the sort of value. They'd rather do higher value things instead of moving fields around a report or adding graphics. They'd rather do the more complex, you know, higher value delivery to the end customers. So a lot of our partners like the idea that they can use a less technical resource to do this work, brings just as much value and gives them the bandwidth to do the more upselling of other modules for Dynamics, for example, instead of doing some of those basic things that we can take care of with our product.
So, Dan, your company is being part of the early adopter program, which we have set up in ISV,
right,
based on their solution,
mm-hmm,
and their profile, and which makes you available, you know, all the latest releases,
yep,
even though they're not publicly available, beside the technical.
That's right.
What features in AX5, which formerly known as AX2009, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of things excited your development team?
Right. Well, the thing that we really got excited about in AX2009 was the web services integration. So,
AIF,
the application integration framework. It was in 4.0, and we started working with it 4.0. But then when we saw that it's much robust in 5.0, there's a lot more
expanded, many more
lot more in the box right out of the gate. So whereas we had to do a bit more work with 4.0, now there's a lot of things that are done for us, and that's not our core expertise. Is creating the web services. We want to integrate with them. So the fact that we get so much out of the box, it's really robust, and it's all the typical use case for our software is transactional documents, the invoice, the PO, payment documents, and those are all there. So we were really excited to see that, and we're leveraging those.
Any other thing which you or your development team like?
Yeah, absolutely. So hand in hand on the AX side, there's enhancements to the development environment. So for example, some of the code comparison features are improved. Okay. So bringing in our old code and comparing it to what will work in 5.0, there's a lot of utility type things that tell you, you're going to need to check out this piece of code because it might not be compatible with AX 2009.
Okay.
So it really facilitates upgrading from 3 and 4 up to 5 or 2009 very well. So we've seen that. And just the overall ability to use X++ where you want that close integration and that experience within X++, but also the ability to call out to a web service and do that in .NET
within
Morphx. You can pick and choose which tool is the right, more than ever, you can pick which tool works the best to get the job done. So, you can deliver that end-user experience that you want. Along with end-user experience, one thing that we really are excited about is WPF, actually, which isn't,
part of the .NET framework.
It's part of the .NET framework, not necessarily, part of AX, but what it allows us to do is give a much richer design experience. So when somebody is creating their output form, they get a lot of visual cues now, and we present things in a way to leveraging some animation, perhaps, where we surface things that would otherwise they'd have to drill down and find. And it really improves the whole experience. It's much more like working with a paradigm like paper that you're used to.
Sure. So, or like some C Sharp or ASP.NET Core, right? I mean, creating more work for as a developer.
Mm-hmm.
One of the comments you made about the partner ecosystem, right, which Microsoft is definitely pumping and growing
right.
In terms of how do we leverage most, and it seems like you are able to tap in on that. Can you comment on that, how you plan going forward with your solution? How do you scale and how do you reach out to many other partners?
Sure. So just actually being part of the TAP initiative, being an early adopter, allows us to go to market with our solution as soon as AX 2009 goes to market. So, and we'll support the previous versions as well, so we'll have a very compelling solution to partners, and I think that's what our partners look for. They want to know that we're actively keeping up, and so I think that helps us a lot with our story as we go to the vSummit.
And also helps you to grow the market share on Dynamics platform.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, because a part of our value is that we can work with all three versions, so someone can implement ours, and then we help them. That's one less thing they have to worry about when they go to implement AX 2009. Maybe they did quite a bit of customization to the reports in AX 3 or 4, but now they could bring some of that out to our solution before or concurrent to doing the...
Sure.
And they can just keep focused on the AX 2009 core database conversion and leveraging all the new features in AX 2009 that are, and not worry about some of this thing that they had to worry about in the past. So it's a really good, a lot of our existing partners see that value and want to jump in, and they're telling that story for us. So that's why it's sort of, working with the partner channel is exciting, because if you have something that really resonates with them, other partners find out about it and say, well, how did you do that so fast?
It's very exciting that you mentioned that. I remember that when we were having dinner in Redmond, last time we met.
Yeah.
So I met two of your partners.
That's
so
right.
Saying, hey, when Bottomline is bringing their solution, because we have customers lined up.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear, when you are on a path and you already have assured customers down the road.
Sure.
In terms of the partnering with Microsoft, right, so you have been in touch with many teams, many people within Microsoft.
Yeah.
How's the Bottomline's experience in terms of partnering with Microsoft? Any perspective you want to share?
Well, being part of the technical adoption program has been great, because as we've run into, you know, any getting earlier builds of the code, you know, maybe there's something new, we're not sure how to leverage it, so we've been able to post messages on the Connect site. The Connect site's great, and you've got all the other participants posting messages in there. Quite often,
somebody else
has come across something, we could find it quickly. So just being able to access that community has been really helpful. Also, the technical evangelist group has been really helpful. We did some proof of concept.
With my peer, Jason DeLong.
That's right, yeah. And what was really great about that is to have, you know, he just didn't talk about the technologies. He actually understood them, would jump in and, you know, help us with some sample code if we needed it. I mean, he'd get a resource that knew that piece of technology where we were having maybe some sort of roadblock or didn't, we wanted to make sure we were using it like it was intended. And he was able to get those answers quickly for us. So that's been a great value to us, is to have that access where, you know, maybe something we'd spin our wheels on for a long time, just to be able to ask that question quickly and get a quick answer and then move on to the next thing. So it's been really helpful.
So Dan, what would you advise, like you coming from a bigger ERP kind of market and now coming in the Dynamics side, what would you advise to similar ISVs who are trying to do something similar?
Well, for the Dynamics AX market, I think you definitely, one of the challenges we had is that we had a development staff that was used to coding in C++ and C# too, but when they heard this X++ thing, they they were scared. They were like, you know, they sort of said, well, is that a real language? And so I had to be an evangelist inside the company and say, guys, this is a really powerful language. Look at the things you can do. So I had to be an internal evangelist. So you need someone who takes that role within your company if you become a Dynamics AX ISV to say, you know, this is, because it's not a well-known language, but it's so powerful. And the reality is, if you know C#, if you know C++, those skills are transferable. But once we have a group of developers, and once they got their hands in there and they saw the power of it, you know, how easy it was to build forms and wire them up.
Does the data binding with the back end?
And then not have to worry about all the data binding, and then also to be able to debug it so easily and not have to...
On the fly, yeah.
Right, compile lots of things and run, you know, they got immediate feedback. So they find that their productivity is much increased with working in that environment. So it's...
And also, they don't have to do whole development in X++ or Morphx. I mean, the fact that it does have a very well-defined .NET integration using AIF and web services, so the part of the code development effort will be in .NET framework.
That's right. I mean, they see it as sort of the best of both worlds now. They can do things that they can quickly do in X++, but then maybe that, you know, they can hand off another piece for a class library in C#. So it's worked well. I guess the other thing is to really just dive into all the resources that are out there. I mean, there's between Partner Source and the Connect site and the Metro site. I mean, there's a bit of things to, they all come at a different perspective, and I think they're all important for an ISV. The Partner Source is good to understand how the resellers and implementers are implementing. Of course, the Metro site is focused to just the ISVs. And then the Connect site, if you're part of the TAP, then that sort of brings all those people together. So, you know, they're different focused audiences, but by leveraging all three, you get a good feel for how, you know, the different forums and how people are using the system and, you know, get quick answers to when you need a problem that you haven't run across before. So that's the other thing I encourage people to do.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, Dan. Sure. Again, this is Sanjay Jain. You're free to reach me at sanjay.jain@microsoft.com. Or for further information on Dynamics platform, log on to site.innovationhall.com.